you got to not be secular about this gospel power. You got to be sacred about this gospel power. You got to be loyal and obedient to his call, his demand, his requirement.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I'd lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. Help me find a way to bring me back to you.
We got to get our standard up of God in us. We are going to raise the standard. I'm not going to get, I was so mad at the America for a number of years, just the cotton picking, you're just insolent. You sing about caring, but you don't care. You give as long as you don't have to do the work. As a nation, we are transgressed. You hear me? As a nation. And you are part of this nation. You can't go down the road, listen to the latest CD, and worship God, speak in tongues, and go to work, and then come home, get in your bass boat, and go fishing, and it's all going to work out. It ain't! Now, it just ain't. It's not going to work out. This nation has transgressed, and we got to fall on our face to heaven, and we got to get it fixed. The church. We have been taught the sacred and we lean toward the secular. That's not loyal. It's not obedient. Transgressions are multiplied before you, O Lord. Our sins testify against us. Our transgressions are with us and our iniquities. We know and recognize them. That's the whole thing. I can take just about any person in here, some not, but most. And I can tell you, and you can quote to me a list of things that's wrong with our nation. And then you'll walk right out those doors and honky-tonk it all the way home and fight, and cuss, and wonder why heaven ain't healing your babies.
Like fire on the land. Come down from your holy mountain and say,
because you know what's right, then God ought to do it because you know. No. If you know, you should do it. And God will respond to loyalty and obedience and us bowing to the sacred and holy things of God.
Coming down from your holy mountain like water on the land. Come down from your holy mountain and take our hand. Come down from your holy mountain like water on. Come down from the holy mountain and take our hand. For we believe in you, that your word is true, that you died and rose again. And we believe your blood.
Rebelling against and denying the Lord. See, we cannot do that. That's secular. It's yes, Lord, is what it is. It's yes, Lord. It's not denying. We're going to yield. What was that word Ms. Mary used? A doubt. We're going to yield. We're going to doubt. We're going to submit. We're going to bow. We're going to receive. We are. No, we are. I'm standing up here. The chief, I'm the doormat you walked in on. And I know that. I'm a mule rider. I got it. And I'm all right with it. But I'm telling you this right now. This will be a split of the sheets, honey. I'm going with Jesus. I'm not going into denial. I'm not going to want your friendship over God. I'm just not going to. And I really respect you thoroughly in my heart. But that respect comes from your trust of heaven. You hear me?
And we believe in you, that your word is true, that you died and rose again.
And you think it's okay to put up with a little bit of secular and try to hold on to as much of the sacred as you can, and hopefully God will let you have it. You're shooting craps, buddy. You're rolling the dice, and they loaded against you, I'm telling you right now. You can't play those games and survive. You can't play the politics. You can't stay ahead of it. It'll eventually destroy you. Let me ask one of you sipping saints something. Jesus manifests here, you gonna offer him a beer? You gonna give him a joint? You gonna give him a cigarette? Hello? I don't fear you, because you got it in your spirit. You know what's right. But you just dabbling and just leaving that world, bro. Chill out, bro. Not in your lifetime. Nope, not going to.
So should I? God forbid that I should stand before you on that day with unblemished hands. Show yourself to me so I can show you.
Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. I call on the standard. I call on the standard. We are going to lift the standard with the Spirit of God. We are going to find out how to raise the standard in our personal lives. And I'm going to tell you right now, you can start with loyalty and obedient service. You can start with letting go of the secular and grabbing the sacred. You can start with making yourself vulnerable and trust in heaven. I have been picked up by this rushing river of power from the standard of God, and the breath of God is driving it. I am not insane. I am not overzealous. I am not asking too much of you. I am not asking enough. I can't figure out how to figure out the right words to get you more. But I will. Heaven's demanding on you. Come, children of the Most High God. Raise the standard of power in your life.